Welcome along to Friday, 26th of June. Substitute teacher Ryan Galpin from BFBS Cyprus here for another slice of Forces Life, courtesy of the Daily Dits pod. Where's Lauren Mitchell, I hear you ask? Rumour has it she's on an expedition to discover the lost city of Atlantis. Will she succeed? Make sure you're subscribed to find out when she returns. That is next week. As for this week, it's been a busy one over in Aldershot. To unpack what's been going on at the home of the British Army is BFBS Aldershot's breakfast show presenter, Natasha Renault. Natasha, what have you been up to?
Do you know what? It's been so busy, and considering how hot it's been, I think we've been doing quite well here in Aldershot.
You've been running around all over the place, and probably the weather probably hasn't helped.
Not really. Well, because so I went to the ATC Purbright pass-off parade, and I'm going to be honest, I am so glad that I wasn't one of the recruits passing out because it was just so hot. I genuinely don't know how they managed to stand there for that whole parade. And no one fainted either. Well, not that I saw anyway.
They hid it well if they were a little hot under the collar. Really impressive. Give us a sense of the occasion. There must have been such a feeling of accomplishment there.
It was. And I think what was really lovely is seeing the family and the friends, because they're all there, they're dressed up, they're cheering, everyone's got their phones out wanting to take that special picture of their, you know, son, daughter, brother, sister, whoever it is. And I've decided I need a new role in life, okay? You know, last time we spoke, I was going to become a beekeeper. This time, I want to be the, let's call it, cheermaster, because that looks like such a fun role. I don't know if this is a title, by the way, but we should make it into one. And basically, they just had someone there with the family and friends and going, yeah, come on, clap, shout, scream, you know. And as the troops were just passing by, it was, you could see and feel this immense excitement between everybody.
I'm picturing I've gone back to Shrek and the person at the wedding that's holding up the cheer and applause and then changes it to an R at the end. It's exactly that. It's a cheermaster.
Yeah, that's what I want to be.
Perfect. Well, we've got beekeeping. You've got cheermaster. If the breakfast show doesn't work out for you, though I hear that it is very nicely working out for you, then you've got plenty of options on the cards. Did you manage to chat to anyone while you were there?
We did. So basically, we caught up with two people, in fact, because we wanted to talk, first of all, about the pass-off parade, and also because there's been a name change. And this is because Soldier Academy have been wanting to give more contemporary figureheads for the recruits. And it's been Fowler Company. This is the one Fowler Company with the people that passed out the other day. And it's been Fowler Company for over 100 years. And it's hoped that Colour Sergeant Matthew Wilson will give guidance and leadership experience for the recruits. And he is a military cross recipient for actions in Afghanistan. So I met him after the parade, along with Major Benji Brown, officer commanding 1 Fowler Squadron.
We've had a pass-off parade, which really is the culmination of 13 weeks of training for 137 recruits. We've had an amazing day for the parade. We've had over 1,200 family members here. We've got the BFBS ice cream van, and it's a happy day where the recruits can reflect on all of the hard work they've done over that 13 weeks and stand proud in front of their families.
It was fantastic to see the crowds cheering, and as you mentioned, there was a huge queue for that ice cream van. But just tell us, why has there been a name change for 1 Fowler Squadron to Wilson Company? What does that mean?
So the Army's always looking forward and looking to the future. Fowler Squadron's had a proud lineage for over 100 years, but we thought Soldier Academy is ready to look ahead and try and provide some more contemporary figureheads for the recruits to aspire towards emulating and to hear from. So while we've had a great rich history from Fowler Squadron, we're really looking ahead to having Colour Sergeant Wilson to be able to provide his advice and guidance and leadership experience going forwards.
And joining us now is Colour Sergeant Matthew Wilson, MC, who serves with the Rifles. The new company is going to be named after you, having received the Military Cross for actions in Afghanistan. Just tell us, what does that mean to you?
Firstly, it's a massive privilege and an honour. I've almost got a bit of imposter syndrome here, but it's incredible. And I'm just I hope that this experience now allows me to sort of go through with the recruits and show them, well, at least take away from my story what they can, hopefully some courage and leadership, and sort of bestow as much as I can experience-wise on the recruits before they go off to their units.
And Major Benji Brown, just finally, what is next for ATC Purbright?
Well, what Purbright and what the Army does incredibly well is provide training and development for the thousands of soldiers or recruits that arrive here every year looking to start their journey in the Army. So although the name might change and we're going to be proudly holding the Wilson Company name, actually Purbright will continue to deliver world-class training for those recruits over 13 weeks and then pass new soldiers proudly into the Army so that they can continue their training.
Sounds absolutely incredible, Natasha. And were there any special guests at the parade?
There was. Well, there were obviously many, but the one that I think everyone was very excited about was the ice cream van that BFBS have. And there was such a big queue for it. And what made me laugh was that people weren't just getting one ice cream. They were like holding three of all the different flavours.
Certainly the weather for it as well. I imagine the BFBS ice cream van was very, very busy during what sounds an absolutely incredible event. That's happened in the past. We've got an incredible event also in Aldershot in the future. What's happening on Saturday?
Yes, so we've got Armed Forces Day and cannot wait for this. We've been looking forward to it for a number of months now and it's just going to be jam-packed fun. So there's going to be a parade. That's from 11 o'clock if you're around. We're going to have the Band of the Irish Guards, the Band of the Royal Marines, the Parachute Regiment, Three Para are going to be part of it, including the Parachute Regiment mascot, Pegasus the Pony. So loads of different people are going to be involved in that. We've also got loads of different demonstrations happening as well throughout the day. So if you're in the area, look to the skies at 11:45 a.m. because the Falcons RAF Parachute Display Team are going to be dropping in. We've got the Red Devils as well because, you know, we can't just have one Parachute Display Team. That's at 2:30. And then, you know what, Ryan? There is a third Parachute Display Team. That's at 3:45. We've got the Raiders from the Royal Navy as well, and loads of other things in between, including a fly past at 1:25 p.m. for the Battle of Britain Memorial flight.
Absolutely amazing stuff. I mean, why have one when you can have three? But personally, I'd go just to see Pegasus the Pony. That sounds absolutely marvellous. What is the, I mean, there must have been so much planning that's gone into Armed Forces Day in Aldershot. What's been the sense on the garrison? Have there been a lot of practices going on, preparations set up for Armed Forces Day?
We haven't seen any practicing going on yet, but I did drive past Queen's Avenue this morning on my way to work, and I have seen some bits and pieces already on the field. So there's like gazebos, the fencing's gone up. I could see a few trucks. I was like, this is exciting. But I will point out, Ryan, anyone wanting to come along to the National Armed Forces Day event here in Aldershot, you do need to get a free ticket. So as I say, it is free, but you must have that. So if you go to the Rushmore Borough Council website, just do a Google search for Armed Forces Day. It'll come up and you can get your ticket.
Top tip. Thank you, Natasha. And of course, we will be there. BFBS, our Joe Carden from Totally Connected and George Ryland will be bringing you all the action as well. And I imagine you'll be picking up the pieces afterwards as well, Natasha, covering everything that happens afterwards, people's reaction, and obviously an opportunity to celebrate all things Aldershot after that day.
Oh, indeed. Well, I'm going to get a sneak preview of Armed Forces Day, which I'm really looking forward to. And then I'm going to be on air Saturday morning breakfast right here live from Aldershot, and as you say, catching up with our team throughout the morning, which is going to be fabulous. And I've looked at the weather, it looks like it's going to be nice.
Hey, that's what we like to hear. Loads going on BFBS Radio the rest of this week and over the weekend. Sounds like an absolutely fabulous day. Armed Forces Day tomorrow, of course. Natasha, hope all goes well. Thank you so much for joining Daily Dits today.
Thanks, Ryan. It's been great fun.
It has absolutely been great fun. So that's what's going on tomorrow. But what is going on across BFBS? Well, we have a new episode of Sit Rep, of course, bringing you all the debate, discussion and analysis on defence, foreign policy and stories affecting the British Forces. You can catch the latest episode of Sit Rep online on the BFBS app and wherever you get your podcasts. That leaves me to thank Natasha. Thank you for listening along to Daily Dits. Hope you have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful time celebrating Armed Forces Day wherever you are in the Forces world. And I will catch you next week.